7:56. It's John, Jay, and Rich. Excuse me, my voice is very messed up.
From screaming like a woman.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of screaming, Carrie, who ran outside the studio 5 minutes ago, she was horrified, is going to be at Casino del Sol's Clubhouse Sports Bar tonight from 5 to 7 on Valencia. She's got free gas to give away, gas cards, Bellissimo dinner certificates, concert tickets to the Ava Amphitheater, and happy hour specials will continue after 7. Experience everything under the sun at Casino del Sol. All right, so we got a couple of people have been reviewing movies for us. They're really fun. Don and John, they're not married.
No.
Apparently, Don is very good looking. They work at a place here that we can't talk about.
But they make missiles.
And we set them up with some press passes to go see movies. And there's a bunch of new movies opening today. They saw them both, North Country and Legend of Zorro. So, Don and John, good morning. Welcome back to our program.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good, all right.
How could you make us follow that segment? That was classic.
I'm in pain. Your throat may hurt, but that shelf took out a nice chunk of skin on my leg.
I got to tell Carrie I ran out of the room, too.
Don was terrified.
I was afraid someone was going to come to the phone line after me.
Yeah.
The Ouija board, somehow, because of Rich, the Ouija board, we opened up the spirits, even though the thing did fall, but Rich got hurt. And Rich was in on the joke, and
they're
Rich got hurt.
Rich.
That's the Ouija board taking in an extra.
Don goes, I love those guys, but I am never going to the studio.
It's probably a good idea.
Is Don really good looking, or are you making that up?
Don, I'm mad at Don this week.
So
Don
not...
looks like Cagney or Lacey.
Thank you so much.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to use jokes that she hasn't approved during the radio show. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
what
did she shoot you down on? Go ahead, try it out. Let's see how her edit button is. What was one of your jokes that she shot down?
No, it was the one last week where I said Kirsten Dunst is the reason why Spider-Man can't go to strip clubs anymore.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, but I didn't run it by her. That's the only issue.
I
don't get it.
In other words, she's keeping Spider-Man.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You should have run it by me first.
I didn't even catch it last week, and I don't get it now.
What, did Spider-Man go to a strip club?
See, Carrie's with me on this, John.
All right.
Well,
bringing up a bad joke, that's a good show.
Wow, John. It's really funny when you have to explain it. I find.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk movies. What's opening today?
Didn't your Ouija board tell you what we're doing today?
Doesn't Ouija, isn't that the Chinese word for sucker?
Did you run that by Don?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it. Don would have never let that slide. That would have never made it in the script.
Yeah.
No, maybe not.
Hey, speaking of script, Rich, I've been meaning to ask you, have you picked out a favorite scene out of ours?
Oh, hey, what movie's open?
Back to Water Drop.
I'm really excited to hear about North County.
How about, do you have a favorite character?
Oh my gosh, and Zorro's going to be great.
Yeah,
I guess we met Don and John because they wrote a script together, and they threw it to Rich because Rich has got all these Hollywood connections. But
right.
Rich is like, Don and John, you review movies for us first. Let's check out your personality. Then Rich will talk to Michael Ovitz about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, I've told you countless times that I absolutely know nobody in Hollywood besides John Jay's sister, right?
You're one up on us.
All right, so what'd you all watch, and tell us about them.
Okay, we're going to start with North Country, and then we'll do Legend of Zorro.
Okay.
Yep. North Country is a movie about a distant land of strange customs and odd dialects where women are horrifically oppressed, and Woody Harrelson is considered the smart, hot guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Minnesota. I got to be careful because Don's from Minnesota.
John, I'm from Montana. Your wife is the one that's from Minnesota.
Oh, Jesus. But Don, you lived in Minnesota, right?
Yes,
Don's
going to
do her part with the Minnesota accent.
No, I'm not. Once you live in Minnesota, it takes you about 5 years to break the accent that you have, and I'm not going to do it. All right, this movie is based on the true event surrounding a sexual harassment case that occurred in northern Minnesota in the 80s. And it begins with Charlize Theron. You guys know Charlize Theron. And her character leaves her husband after he beats her.
Okay, is she good-looking in this movie or tries to make herself look ugly again?
She does both.
Oh.
Not as bad as Monster, but...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she does both. She starts out, you know,
she's
all beaten
right.
up. So, but
for Minnesota, she's hot.
That's true. But the whole beating kind of sets the stage for what the tone of this movie is throughout the entire thing. Her and her two kids, they move to northern Minnesota to live with her parents so that she can start over. And her good friend is played by Frances McDormand, who was in Fargo, if you guys saw Fargo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she convinces her to take a job at an iron mine. Unfortunately, the iron mine, according to the men that work there, is that's a job for men only, which is why they have an issue. So the movie plays out. It's really slow-paced. And it shows all the sexual harassment that's taking place at the mine, at the same time showing the struggles of her character outside of the mine. You know, and it's kind of grueling a little bit because it takes a really long time to get what the audience is expecting, which is the court battle, which is what this movie's really based on. And it dedicates just a few minutes to this groundbreaking and precedent-setting court ruling and so much time on the horrible lives of the characters that it really kind of leaves you feeling depressed.
I got to tell you guys, since you didn't mention the name of our employer today, mm-hmm. this movie takes all the fun out of sexual harassment.
How graphic.
It's bad. I mean, it's over the top. It really is great acting and it's excellent scenery, but it's a tragic, sad story that I don't really want to pay $8 to see.
Yeah, why would you go to the movies to see something like that? I don't get movies that are depressing, like Monster, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Why would you want to recreate that on film? I don't want to see that. I want to have a good time when I go
yeah.
to the movies.
That's exactly how I felt, too. And on our movie night, Traffic Light, we rate this one a yellow because it is an important story, but it's not entertaining. And you know how Sally Field kind of got the whole audience all going and Norma Rae, and you're on her side, and you wanted to see her win? Well, this one wasn't like that. It really didn't pull you in.
That's what Rocky movies are for.
Exactly.
I still don't understand something. So she's sexually harassed in the movie, and you're saying, is it the way she was sexually harassed that it's just awful to live through?
Well, it is awful to live through, but watching it on screen is no fun.
Like what? What do they do to her?
Boy, what don't
not,
they do
yeah.
to her? You know, it ranges from they physically attack her at work. They put stuff in her lunch bag that is, you know, not appropriate. They write things on the walls. They smear, you know, things that smell really bad in the
human
locker
waste.
Room.
But
yeah.
they attack
a lot
her?
Of human waste in this movie.
They attack her?
Yeah, they actually attack her.
Yeah, it's and I'm not saying that kind of stuff doesn't happen to some poor souls out there. But it was way over the top in this movie, and not
is she naked?
You would watch. She is not naked
nope.
in any of it.
Why in the world would you spend $8 on that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not okay. So you give it a yellow.
Yeah,
how about Zorro?
She's uglied up and fully clothed. There's no redeeming qualities. To it.
Let's go.
Although
Zorro,
I will
then.
Say that Woody Harrelson is pretty funny.
Yeah,
he
did a
part.
Decent job.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about Zorro.
Okay.
All right, The Legend of Zorro. All I'm going to say about this movie is that when we got it off the air, I want to talk to Obi about how I legally changed my name to Zorro.
This movie is so exciting. It's adventure full of clever dialogue, great choreography. It has dramatic action, and it's an exhilarating story. And if you guys watched the first one, which was Mask of the Zorro, which
yeah.
is about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. This takes place 10 years after that movie ended. So it's 10 years later, and Zorro's dedicated his entire life to serving the people of California. Unfortunately, with his tension focused on that, he alienates his wife, which is played by Catherine Zeta-Jones, and loses the respect of his son, who has no idea who the true identity of his father is.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And this little kid, very good. He's very, very good in this movie. And now that the three of them sort of are living separate lives, Zorro has to keep the bad guys from preventing California from becoming a state, and his wife goes off and finds new romance, and their mischievous son struggles to gain the attention of his father. With all of this going on, they leads them on kind of three separate paths of sacrifice, heroics, and ultimately to the truth and back to each other.
Yeah,
very
this
cool.
this really is a really good movie. I heard you guys talking earlier about Catherine Zeta-Jones. I've never liked her because of the Michael Douglas connection, although
yeah.
I like him, but I don't see them together.
Yeah.
And same thing with Antonio Banderas. Him with Melanie Griffith always kind of irritated me. But these two together are great. I mean, they have great chemistry. The story is pretty traditional for superhero movies, but it's really good. And the only thing I could say about it is it runs about 15 minutes too long. But other than that, great movie.
Do they do a Catherine Zeta-Jones, like, you know, that sexy nude scene she did with her hair over her boobs?
No. They, no.
no?
They show
completely
a lot of her,
family,
but,
yeah,
it's
completely
cheesy.
Family friend.
How about Anthony Hopkins? Is he in there?
No, he's not in this one at all.
Do
really?
They even, do they
yep.
acknowledge him at all?
No. Nope. It's completely, he's gone now. Well, you know, he died in the first one. So
he did?
They don't even mention
him. I don't remember
him
dying in the first one.
Yeah. Yep. He died in the first one.
Does Bryan Adams have any songs at the end of it?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Did
yeah.
Bryan Adams have a song in the last one? I thought he did Robin Hood.
Is it, same thing.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm thinking of Don Juan DeMarco, aren't I?
Is it better than Zorro the Gay Blade with
George
Hamilton?
Oh, yeah. For me, this is way better.
How do you compare it to the first one? Because I really like The Mask of Zorro. I think that's just a great movie.
No, I really really liked The Mask of Zorro too, and I was a little concerned about going to see this one because you know how sequels work out.
Yeah.
And I really liked the, you know, the first one, the cinematography was great, the action was great, the story was great. You know, the whole Anthony Hopkins being the first Zorro and Antonio becoming the second Zorro, all of that was really good, so I was a little worried. This is equally as good. It has different writers, but it has the same director, and of course it has the same stars, and it's executive produced by Steven Spielberg. So it's really hard to go wrong with this. It's really good. It's very entertaining. Kids will love it. Adults will love it. It's definitely a green light on our movie night traffic
light. Hey, we don't get many green lights.
That's right.
That's our first green light.
Yeah. Thanks, Donna John.
Yeah, all right.
Nice job,
nice
y'all.
Job again.
And that's next week, right? That's for Halloween that opens up,
yeah,
not this
opens
weekend.
Yeah, that opens on the 28th next week, The Legend of Zorro. North Country opens today.
All right, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Totally unrelated. Caller 9-880-FAMILY-4-PACK to Finding Nemo on Ice right now, 880-5000. All right, it's 807. We got some paranormal freaks going to be in the studio coming up next on KRQ.